Next speaker is from the local teachers' union, Pat McLaughlin, who read a fantastic campaign to save Abbey School. So, Pat, where are you?
Right, hello everybody. I really didn't know I'd be speaking this morning. I just came along to take part in the demonstration. I'm proud to be representing Rotherham NUT to protest against these fascists that are coming to Rotherham. I've been talking to a colleague and she's mentioned about the Prevent campaign, which is requiring educational professionals to spy on children. Well, we know where that happened the last time, didn't it? When people spy on children, that's a sign of fascism already. We've also got a rise in racist incidents in schools. So it's a very troubled time and a very difficult time for teachers. But we're here proudly representing Rotherham NUT. I wonder where the NAS are, by the way. I'd also like to say it's an interesting time that they've chosen to come here. I think that we're lucky that fascists fractured and are a bit thick, to be brutally honest, and the teachers shouldn't be using that language. But I think there is a danger that if they ever get organised and they have a charismatic leader, we could be in trouble, because they definitely appeal to a lot of working class people. I know good working class people and I talk to them, and unfortunately they espouse some anti-migration views and racist views, to put it bluntly. I think that we must organise to fight for the rights of the working class, as many as you do, and know we must do. We must concentrate on that, as well as being anti-fascist and fighting for other progressive issues. Because we need to unify class issues, unify people. You probably know that better than me. As I said, I didn't know I'd be speaking at this demonstration, so I haven't prepared anything. But class issues affect us all. Jobs, decent wages, get rid of agency work. That is a real source of racism, because people are bringing in workers from abroad, and honestly, you can't blame them, but they're the ones who get the blame. So we've got to fight for these issues just as well in our trade unions. And the trade union movement, to be honest, in this country is a bloody disgrace. I mean, we should be having a general strike to support the doctors. The more we take action, the more we'll mobilise people. And once we mobilise them, they'll start to forget these racist issues. That's my belief. I'd just like to say one other thing. As a socialist, I'm also a practising Catholic. Sometimes you hear the phrase white Christians. I don't recognise that. Some of these people might call themselves white Christians as they march down here to save Christian civilization. I don't recognise them. If you go to St. Mary's Cathedral and go to Mass in the morning, I went recently, two of the priests that served that Mass were from the Indian subcontinent. The congregation is over 50% migrant. Our church is being changed by migration. There's no such thing anymore as a white Christian church. It doesn't exist. So if these people are harping on that, they're deluded. Plus, they wouldn't know Jesus if he came and kicked them up the backside. And to be honest, I don't like that representation of Jesus. He was a militant. Can you imagine somebody going, a vicar or a priest going down Rotherham Market and kicking seven bells out of the market traders? Well, that's what Jesus did. He was a tough guy. The other thing that I think that it's significant, they come at Easter, right? They can't have heard the story of the Good Samaritan if they call themselves Christians. I think also another thing worth remembering at this time is in 1916 in Eastern Ireland, there was an anti-imperialist revolution, and one of the greatest leaders of that revolution was a socialist. He's been airbrushed from Irish history. His name's James Connolly. Yeah. And I just wish that lad was, by the way, he was from Edinburgh. He was born and raised in Scotland. And I just wish we had somebody of his ilk today in the trade union movement. There was a revolutionary army involved in that struggle called the Irish Citizens Army, and it was an army of organised workers, and they were the most effective fighters in 1916, caused the greatest damage. Just one other thing before I finish, I'd like to say to our brothers and sisters in the police force, the Irish police have gone to the European Courts of Justice and won the right to strike. I think you lads ought to be doing the same, because give it 10 years, you won't have police written on that badge, you'll have G4S. They're going to privatise you lot, just like they're trying to privatise everybody else. Thank you.
Cheers, Pat. Yeah, here's to another Easter Rising.